The Baird Glacier regularly floods, but nothing this extensive had been seen for decades. Greenish turquoise water spread for miles into Frederick Sound and the Wrangell Narrows. A week later, U.S. Forest Service geologist Jim Bechtel and other scientists have gotten a bird's eye view.
There's no water. It's all gone. And it looks like there's been a tremendous amount of collapse of the surface of the ice.
New crevasse fields had opened up, and sinkholes and fractures had formed along the edges.
I don't know what the surface of that ice was, but all indications is it's much lower, maybe much being greater than 50 or 60 feet lower than it was originally across the whole valley floor and back in many of the side branches of the Witch's Cauldron.
The Witch's Cauldron, an arm of the Baird Glacier, is likely where it all happened.
It's a totally crazy place, actually. When you fly over it, the name seems appropriate.
Martin Trufer is a glaciologist at the University of Alaska Fairbanks, and he studies glaciers all over the state. He says usually glacier ice flows downhill until it melts. But the Witch's Cauldron is more like a sink, drawing more ice back to it where it eventually disappears.
I don't quite know how to describe it, but when you see it, it is this weird-looking place where ice sort of flows in from a few sites and goes to die.
Glacial flooding is not unusual. Water accumulates in back of the ice or underneath it, and because water is denser than ice, it eventually lets loose. For some glaciers, that happens every year, and for others, every few decades. There are thousands of glaciers in Alaska, and many of them are studied, especially now that global warming is a hot topic. Almost all of them are getting smaller. The large Stikine ice field in southeast, which feeds both the Taku and Stikine rivers, is losing about 10 feet a year. But how retreating glaciers affect outburst flooding greatly varies, says Trufer. It's a case-by-case basis.
You can really have a situation where a place essentially gets safer in terms of natural hazards, or you can have the opposite.
The Baird outburst floods spread fresh glacial water for miles. Fresh water is buoyant, so it stays on top of the salt water, but the effect of that on marine life is largely unknown. Trufer hasn't heard of many problems from Alaska's glaciers, but he knows of one outburst flood in Iceland that was obviously harmful.
It was big enough that it killed a large amount of fish. People just noticed dead fish everywhere.
It's a topic that's starting to get more attention. Jason Amundsen, a glaciologist with the University of Alaska Southeast, says glaciologists and biologists never used to communicate much, but that's starting to change.
And so people are starting to ask, as the glaciers retreat, you're putting more fresh water into the ocean. How is the ocean going to respond? How does that affect the marine life? You're also transporting sediment and nutrients from beneath the glacier.
An interdisciplinary project at UAS called Ice Field to Ocean is investigating those things. How often glaciers like the Baird flood comes mostly from anecdotal evidence. But Jim Bechtel believes the southeast glacier could see another one sooner than later if weather trends continue. He compiled data on precipitation from nearby Petersburg for the months of April through September and found it was above average in recent years.
4 out of the last 5 years, they've been particularly wet periods that probably were building up those lakes.
Bechtel is interested in more tracking. He's gathering recent images of the glacier, everything from regular photographs to remote sensing satellite images. And then by monitoring changes, he hopes it might be possible to predict when the next flood could happen. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.